Blog Talk Radio.
If I would have known that, I would have get on there sooner, which kind of sucked, because otherwise I would have got it done earlier. So exactly. So this is an hour edition of the Smarks List. So, and Fran, you there?
Yeah. I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
Okay, and we're back. And let me just shut this off for a second. So, and I think I lost her again, and I guess what we're going to do, we're going to get some stuff to talk about, because I think there's a lot of things that was talked about this week, especially between John Cena and Brock Lesnar, so we're going to talk about that and read it, like, some people's opinions and all the stupid stuff they be saying. So we will be right back. Plus, if I can find that song, I'm going to play Song for Haters. So, here we go.
That's why I'm a hater.
Bombs on the back of record company, blow them up if they ain't want me. The National Guard, they scared of hunting me. I love beef, I got you hoes ducking me. A drug thief, bitch, I take your marijuana. These slugs, they keep your ass away from my corner. I drown niggas in 100 degree saunas. You can act a fool if you wanna. This is lyrical piranha. Strapped with a grenade in the pool with your mama. Attack her by the legs and I pull her to the bottom. Swift nutting up like a condom. Snapping if you fuckers got a problem. When I see him, you hoes in and up in the fucking mausoleum. Or hitting in the truck of a black and go beam, pulling the garage while you screaming. Keep the motor on, then I'm leaving. I
shit on you. I don't care who you are.
I shit on you.
I don't give a fuck about you or your car.
I shit on you.
Fuck your house, fuck your jewelry, and fuck your
car. I shit on you.
Fuck your wife, fuck your kids, fuck your family.
Alcoholic, where's the fucking toilet? Pass the hot dog.
Law, aren't you Islamic?
Bitch, shut your fucking mouth. I'ma keep eating till Richard Simmons comes to my house with a chainsaw to cut me out.
My
fucking wife, I had sex since I met her. Too busy fucking a 12-year-old babysitter. And all women ain't shit. Only good for cooking, cleaning, and sucking dick. And that's it. I'm responsible for killing John Candy. Got John Benet Ramsey, my 98 Camry. I don't give a fuck who you are. I shit on anybody, truly yours, the idiotic bizarre.
My adolescent years weren't shit to what I do now. I never grew up, I was born grown, grew down. The older I get, the dumber the shit I get in. The more ignorant the incident is, I fit in. Ignoring the shit, how boring it gets when it's knowing the hit. I don't know when to quit, throwing a fit.
No.
I know I'm a bit flaky, but they make me. They wake me and say they can take.
Come on.
Cause they who takes, I break and make achy. Cause they who mistake me make me so angry.
I shit on you.
Spit on you, start pissing and do the opposite on you. You wanna listen, set up cop a squad on you. Start spilling my guts like chicken cordon bleu. And straight shit like Notorious Big did to that bitch on that skit on his last album. Pull my pants down.
I shit on you, I don't care who you are.
I shit on you.
I don't give a fuck about you or your car.
I shit on
fuck
you.
Fuck your house, fuck your jewelry, and fuck your
car. I shit on you.
Fuck your wife, fuck your kids, fuck your family.
You.
Is Richard Pryor still alive? If not, I'm sicker than he was prior to him dying. Born brainless, this steel ain't stainless. Your blood stains are all over the steel, god dang it. Big brain, these niggas that I hang with, I hang you up naked by your ankles dang. My meat, I stay strangling, I don't need your help. If you won't give me the pussy, I don't lose my belt. I'm what your daddy's not, your mom's kinda cop. Your sister team crush, your aunt supply a rock. Buck 50, cross your neck, cross your tech. I beat you with a cross your check.
Yo, it's only right I
hijack the car keys and run. Spend all of my advancements on weed and guns. For fun, when I'm drunk, I run the truck through the weed house. Jump out and beat your peeps down worse than Steve's out. Put you in chokeholds, I learned last week from the policeman who caught me stealing weed from his Jeep. I see hoes biting, y'all don't want a brawl. That's like Debo fighting, Peebo Bryson. Fuck what he hollering and yelling about. I'll reach in your mouth to pull your fucking skeleton out. Niggas get hit with a two-piece.
Bling, bling.
With a poisonous thing, I'm such a violent thing.
I'll shit on you.
I get on two, hit the X, my disc slips and disconnects. Till I walk around this bitch with a twisted neck, but still sit on the first bitch who disrespect. Overreaction is my only reaction, which only sets off a chain reaction. It puts five more zany acting maniacs in action. A rat pack and black jackets who packs in 9 millimeters, five criminals pulling heaters and spilling liters of blood like swimming pools. Shifty individuals shoot at bitches too. A lot of people say misogynistic, which is true. I don't deny it, matter of fact, I stand by it. So please stand by it, the start of a damn riot. If you don't wanna get stampeded, then stand quiet. Boy, girl, dog, woman, man, style.
I'll shit on you. I will shit on you, I don't care who you are.
I'll shit on you.
I don't give a fuck about you or your car.
I'll shit on you.
Fuck your house, fuck your jewelry, and fuck your
wife. I'll shit on you.
I will fuck your wife if you fuck with me.
I'll shit on you. You heard me, bitch.
I'll shit on you.
I'll shit on you. Your life, your wife, your kids, your car.
I'll shit on you.
Your house, your spouse, your rings, your things.
I'll shit on you.
Back. Just give me a second here. I have to look for her pen. Oh, here we go. But anyways, let me put this other person on mute, off of mute, I should say. So, are you there?
I'm here. I can hear you now.
Oh, yeah, because, like, in the area where I'm at in my place, just a certain area just blocks out the internet for some odd reason.
Yeah. Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Rainy, of course. And, yeah, but I hope y'all are having a good night. And Chris is up in Buffalo, so he's having a good time.
Yeah, he should have told me he was going to be able to do the show today.
I thought he did last week. I don't know.
Then again, I wasn't, like, on there last week, or I wasn't, excuse me. He might have said it, but I didn't listen to the show last week. Didn't even get the chance to.
So how are you tonight?
Sick. Stuffy nose, coughing, and all that crap. But, hey, the show must go on.
Yeah.
Anyways, there was something you wanted to mention about.
Oh, yeah, it was about, you know, about people saying that CM Punk changed AJ so much, and now there's rumors going around that she's going to be leaving WWE so she can get pregnant and have kids. Because supposedly, you know, CM Punk's getting up in the age where, you know, he can't have kids, and they want kids before he can't. And someone was like, well, that's what you get for going with somebody that's married to somebody that's 10 years older than you are. And
right.
It was just mind-blowing to me because, like, why tell people that? I mean, okay. Like, people's going to do whatever they want to. Like, they don't need anybody telling them, oh, well, you can't do that. This is what you get from marrying someone way older than you, and you're having to quit what you want to do all because of him and bull crap like that.
If it's true, they better adopt.
Yeah.
But it's just one of those things. It's like she does what she wants to do, and I don't think, okay, they just got married, he wants kids. I don't think that should change, like, what she likes to do.
Yeah.
Where she's in the company that's treating her good, and she's happy right now.
Mm-hmm. And then today I found out that there's this, like, news rumor going around. I don't know. I haven't read into it, and I don't know if I'm going to, but I heard that Daniel Bryan was out indefinitely because he's having to have another neck surgery.
Yeah, I heard about that
neck
surgery.
Come back. I heard.
Well, right now they kind of... Oh, go ahead.
I said I heard about the neck surgery, but I don't really truly believe that he's out forever. That's never going to come back.
Yeah, because they were saying, like, he's healing slowly as usual.
Yeah.
Which is kind of not good, especially for the fans of Daniel Bryan and for, like, for him to go on for his career.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing is people making predictions is, like, he's going to be either the number one or number 30 entrance in the Royal Rumble and win it.
Yeah, that's why I heard to begin with that they're going to put him back on at Royal Rumble, but that was about a while ago, so I don't know.
That's possible, but, well, who knows if he's going to heal in that time, although the WWE probably already know what's going to happen, but just want to tease the fans like they always do.
Yeah. I mean, getting on SummerSlam now, the Miz and Dolph Ziggler match, that kind of surprised me because, you know, Miz hasn't had it for, you know, that long, and, you know, the Dolph Ziggler won it, and I was like, really? Okay. Like, I didn't see that coming, but that's good for him.
I guess one of the things was, I guess they thought it was his time.
Yeah.
Well, I thought if they would have dragged it a little bit longer and have him chase it, then suddenly he wins it. There you go.
That's true. And the Paige versus AJ match, that was an okay match.
That match, well, that title change was unexpected as well, and I'm thinking they're probably going to go back and forth with it.
That's true.
That's what I think.
And everyone's saying that, you know, the big upset, of course, was John Cena versus Brock, and John Cena losing the title to a part-timer, quote. And John Cena couldn't even be on his defense because, you know, Brock Lesnar was doing all the suplexes to him, and one after another, and the people was like, well, that was a boring match. That was a boring match. And I heard that they're going to have a rematch at Night of Champions, and people were like, well, I hope that's not going to be like SummerSlam match because I don't want to watch it if it is.
And your facts is true. Because, like, they mentioned it immediately on main event this past Tuesday that John Cena revoked his rematch call, so it is going to happen.
And, you know, it's, like, so crazy because everyone was like, okay, yay, because Brock Lesnar's going to win because they already looked into it. And then whenever Brock wins, they're like, well, that was a boring match. Why couldn't John win it? Or blah, 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 crap like that.
I get what they're saying, and I understand why, but, like, my thing is this. I was kind of skeptical because of Brock's schedule, or is he going to work, like, every pay-per-view at least, or make, like, one appearance out of the month, then make a pay-per-view appearance? that was the things I was worried about. But it's like, he's probably going to make an appearance not this coming Monday, but probably next Monday.
Yeah.
Or the week before the pay-per-view and then show up on the, yeah, he's scheduled to show there the week before the pay-per-view, so, and the pay-per-view itself. So if mm-hmm. they keep on doing the schedule like that, I'm okay with him being champion.
That's true. And let's see. Of course, my big one out of the whole, you know, entire thing was, you know, Dean and Seth Rollins match, lumberjack match. That was a really good match. And then, you know, what happened next night on Monday Night Raw, so, you know, they can get him written off so Ambrose can go to the movie. And that feud is still going to go on, even though people's like, well, they're going to end the feud now because, you know, Seth did what he did. No, they're not going to end the feud yet. They're going to still probably have it at Night of Champions or Hell in a Cell whenever he does, you know, come back. But
I'd say probably Hell in a Cell.
Yeah. But what would be really good, what I really hope happens, but it's probably not going to happen, is, you know, like kind of have Dean play mind games with Seth, you know, like leaving him notes or having Dean's music come on and, like, hear Seth or something like that. But who
right.
knows? That'd be a good
that
kind
would
of
be a good idea.
Yeah.
I believe that would be a good idea. Mm-hmm. But that is a most different lumberjack match I have ever seen.
I know, right?
Like,
it went up in
like
the stands.
Yeah, fighting wow. in the stands and all the lumberjacks going to the stands trying to go after him.
I know, right?
That was something different.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God.
And then Stephanie versus Brie Bella. Wow, that match was... That was a... I don't know. That was a weird match because, you know, Nikki came out and, you know, backstabbed her sister and stuff and backstabbed her. And I don't know. I didn't expect that, but some people was like, I saw that coming. I was like, well, good for you. But, you know, that was really a good, you know, thing on Nikki's, I guess, so she can be in the spotlight too. And, yeah.
This is like mainly seems like that she was just mostly dominating,
mm-hmm.
and like Brie didn't have that much of an offense, which she did have some offense, but like not a lot of offense. Just to say, it was something kind of similar to the Cena-Lesnar match,
sure.
something like that. So that good that wasn't the match before.
Mm-hmm.
No, that match. So that was a good thing. Wait,
yeah.
Where's that? There's something that I saw on here, and I just thought it was funny. Ain't you getting sick of the rumors that people be like, the first person that says CM Punk is coming back to stop Brock should be banned instantly? Because I think that's a good thing, but there's a lot of people just like, CM Punk's going to come back at this time. CM Punk's going to come back at that time. Like, dude ain't coming back.
No.
Like, let it go. but I don't know if it annoys, like, AJ when mm-hmm. they already send CM Punk during our matches, but I don't know. Could be annoying.
Yeah, that's true. Let's see. The Jack and Rusev match, I don't know. That was...
It was good for what it was, but just didn't like the ending, but I'm thinking they're probably going to... This is going to be like, what's next for him? He's going to keep dominating everybody, but it's just like, what he's going to do?
I know, right? I mean, now he's getting in a feud with Mark Henry now, isn't he?
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
Yeah, so that's what it kind of happened on Monday night. And it's like, okay, Mark Henry is going to be with Big Show, but Mark Henry is also going to feud with Rusev. Like, okay.
Well, I was... Okay, so, like, if... Oh, yeah, I forgot he was at Comic-Con today. John Cena was at Chicago Comic-Con today.
He was also on, he was also at a dark match on SmackDown Tuesday night.
Oh, he was?
Yep.
I don't know, it's funny. The guy, I guess he had the balls. They wore the next Cole Cena suck shirts from the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, the guy's still getting money. But anyways.
But it's so funny because tonight I was at like a church game night, and I kind of get them kind of started on talking about wrestling. And one person, she's about 70, she'll turn 77 in October. She adores John Cena, and whenever I tell her about what happened, she was like, "Oh, poor John," or, you know, "I'm so happy for him," and stuff like that. But she's not even a wrestling fan, but she knows it's John Cena, so. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Could be just that one person that could be like, you know, that one person that can't be that popular. That
yeah.
People that is now a wrestling fan still knows him.
That's true.
Which ain't bad. It's a, that's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, my
and
God.
What?
We're going to take we're going to take another quick break, and we're going to talk about more about this and probably see what other smarks are going to be talking about, so we will be back.
It's a shameful thing to block your head, a careless man who could wind up dead. You wear your sin like it's some kind of pride. Too many lies, too many lies. Oh, these words are true, and I'll make you believe. Yeah. And
Let's see. I know I got to look for some stuff to talk about on here because, you know, there's a lot of people saying some stupid stuff. When it comes
like one being that Roman Reigns is overrated and he shouldn't be like a top dog. And that, you know, why is he the next in line to get the title? Because he's not been there so long and he's not, you know, really worthy of carrying the title and blah, blah, blah.
Okay, the person's song I just played, he was only up in the main roster for like about 4 months and he already has the title.
Yeah.
So if Roman Reigns end up getting the title, like around this time, compared to Sheamus getting it within 5 months, like what's wrong with that?
I know, right?
I don't know. It's just some people just don't. They just don't think.
Oh, because because he could barely beat Randy Orton at the SummerSlam match. That was the reason. How is he going to beat Brock Lesnar?
Oh, they thought Randy Orton should have won that match?
Because how is he going to beat someone like Brock Lesnar for the title? Like, who's to say that it's going to be Brock Lesnar to, you know, be defending it?
Right. It could be Seth Rollins could be defending it.
Yeah.
Or John Cena. Like, who knows what's going to happen between now and then?
I know. Or it could be Randy Orton, you know, who knows?
Exactly. Just some people. Man, that's why we made this show. Talk about some of the crazy people with the dumbest comments. But let's see what else is there.
Last night, whenever I was watching the Journey to SummerSlam about the Shield, like, Paul Heyman was talking about, you know, Dean Ambrose and stuff. Who would you most likely, you know, see being a Paul Heyman guy out of three guys that was from the Shield?
Yeah. Oh, wow. You never heard about this guy. It's this guy that's named Wrestling Jesus. He's talking about something that's... He's just talking about why everything sucks. It's just so funny. And I guess he got like a sidekick with him. It's just funny. Yeah, I'm probably going to end up listening to that after this show's over just to... See what he's hating on now.
The Bray Wyatt and Jericho mess is sort of good. I like that match.
Ooh, stop that. Okay. But that match, I guess I expected a little bit more. It didn't deliver on what I thought, but I guess, in my opinion, it was good enough for... You know, for it to be on the car, and plus it has to continue the story.
Mhm.
So I just think it was
until Night of Champions, whenever Jericho leaves. But I don't know. Maybe it's too early to decide now. But who do you think that would be the next feud with Bray Wyatt?
Well, that's true. Like, after all that, who will be next in line for Bray Wyatt if they do have one more match or so?
Yeah.
But what do you think about the Wyatt family, Eric Roman and Luke Harper? Like, they're actually pretty good as a tag team, especially what happened last Friday on SmackDown when Eric Roman lifted up while he slammed the Big Show and he did it again on Raw.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. I mean, they're good.
Hey, if Luke Harper... Horford would have done it, I'm like, wow, that's a very strong tag team.
I mean, let's see. They have the Dust, whatever they're called, Stardust and Goldust. And then they have the Wyatt family, Eric and Luke. And then they have, I guess, Big Show and Mark Henry. And then they have the Usos. That's kind of like four there.
I'm just trying to think of that for a second. I guess in the moment I don't have anything.
Yeah, like that's kind of like me, like Seth too, but Seth is kind of still going to be on the feud with Dean, even though, I don't know, I heard so many rumors right now about Dean, because I heard that he's going to be at a couple of Raw and SmackDowns while he's taping, and he won't make it to, you know, the house shows, but then I heard that he's out and still a Night of Champions, so I don't know.
Yeah, you know, that match probably won't even be on Night of Champions. I think that match will probably, no, it's too big of a feud for it to be on the pre-show of Night of Champions. But you know, stranger things can happen.
Maybe
the case,
like,
will be on the line or something.
Maybe like Seth goes out at, you know, John Cena's match, you know, let's just say, you know, John Cena wins, and you know, John Cena's kind of, you know, hurt badly because, you know, Brock Lesnar, and Seth comes out and tries to cash it in, and then Dean Ambrose comes back, and then it starts all over again.
Probably them two will have a title match. There's also something that they said that the media in these critics, most of them think that Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins are ready to be main event level, which you kind of saw this past Monday. They both were the main event. And they did, put on a pretty good match.
Mm-hmm.
Something different for that false count everywhere. It's like the cement that was there. And it just used his finishing move on there, but just like, man. They're actually trying to make, so at least their matches, like, a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Or with something different in them.
Oh, and then, you know, everyone's going about saying, oh, why did Brock Lesnar win? Why did Triple H let Brock Lesnar win? Because remember whenever Brock Lesnar broke his arm? Why is Triple H doing this to us now?
Oh my god.
I know.
I swear, some of these people just need to calm down. Oh look, another article. But this one actually a good one. Roman says what people who talk about movesets and work rate don't understand. That's what this person said, which I do agree. Because it's like everybody going to have a moveset. And plus, you can't just do something out of the box that's going to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, and that was another good one, too, is like, of course, the main event for WrestleMania 3 was, of course, Andre and Hulk Hogan. And they say it was 93,173. Didn't do one flip.
What's that stuff about talking about Brock Lesnar versus Triple H at WrestleMania 31?
I heard maybe Rock and Brock.
I don't know. I heard something about Triple H or something getting involved in it and Vince shut him down or something about that. I don't know. That was why.
Well, then again, yeah. But then again, Brock's contract will be up, so after WrestleMania, so maybe it will be a screw job.
I don't know. What did people say that Hulk Hogan wanted to do to have his last match or something against somebody? I forgot now who it was, but
was it Cena?
I'm not too sure.
I think it could be Cena. It could be. One thing I can think is Cena. That's the only thing I can think of.
And then, you know, everyone's going about, you know, about the Sting versus The Undertaker, that, you know, Sting said he would love to be be in a match against The Undertaker, but I don't know. They really didn't, you know, say too much about that. Because still, we don't know. We don't know if, you know, Undertaker is going to come back, because the last I heard that he didn't even know if he was going to make it back to WrestleMania.
Yeah, I know he wasn't sure. So it was just like go time when they did the show in Green Bay. I guess it was just a decision. I think it maybe made like a month before they made that appearance on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
When they signed a contract to face each other, him and Brock. So I think it was probably a month in advance that he probably was like, I'm going to try to get a little bit in shape at least, then go from there.
Yeah.
He still shouldn't have lost, though.
That's true.
That is my opinion.
Yeah.
I know Chris would have probably said, like, shoot your dumb ass up.
But I also heard, talking about Undertaker, I also heard that, you know, he wanted Kurt Angle to, you know, to win and end the streak whenever it was him versus Kurt Angle, but Kurt wouldn't. He said, no, I don't want to do it, and so it didn't end.
Oh, Kurt Angle was supposed to wrestle at WrestleMania?
Yeah, he was supposed to end the streak.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's going to be something to talk about in the near future, that Kurt Angle was supposed to be the one that broke the streak.
That's true.
Interesting. But then again, that will be believable.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing against Brock, but just like, part of me just said he shouldn't be the one to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, Undertaker, and I don't care what they claim that that one match that he had, that he won by disqualification. I don't know. That match was actually supposed to be a no contest. Because they just start fighting everywhere and they just, you know, try to stop the match. My thing is, Undertaker never ever defeated Brock Lesnar. And I know there's some people that's going to argue with me with that. But I still add that very first match that they had was a no contest. I had to watch that match like over and over. Uh-oh. Did we lose you?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. See if you can find more stuff. Let's see. I might need to start writing some stuff down just to, like, if I'm, like, a guest on the show or something like this happened again, just bring something to talk about.
Let's see. Tonight, I haven't watched NXT, but I heard it was Adam Rose and Sammy versus I forgot now. They were in like a tag team.
Eddie Stroll and Sin Cara. Yeah, I saw that. That actually wasn't that bad.
They're a pretty good tag team because since, I don't know, I guess they don't want to use Adam Rose on Raw right now because there's nothing you know to put him in, but I don't know. I heard Sammy and Adrian had a dark match at Raw last Monday night, so they're coming
Wait,
up.
Wait, Adrian Neville and who else?
Sami Zayn.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So, which means they probably be up in the main roster, probably. But then again, I said that last year about Sami Zayn and Bo Dallas. Unfortunately, that didn't happen just yet. Well, except for Bo Dallas.
Yeah. And now they're not wanting to push him now because I don't know, but.
They need to at least bring some of them up in the roster and let some of the other people, like, how about I say, so they can build up more people in NXT than keeping some of them that's been down there. It seems like they've been there for, like, years and years.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of like what Watch a Special last night was talking about. You know, Dean was kind of getting, you know, pissed off because he was kept on being FCW and not being in NXT. And it was like, he's saying that it was like really, like, he was getting really fed up and getting mad because they wasn't using him as much as they needed, like he thought he could be used. And he was just waiting and waiting and waiting. And he was saying that, you know, he was getting tired of waiting. And he almost, like, I don't know, but yeah. I agree, because there's a lot of people down there that need to be moved up, and they can't do that right now, but hopefully one day.
Yeah. Dude,
I mean,
I have a feeling one day they're probably going to... Oh, go ahead.
Now they're having, you know, like Kevin Stein or Steen come in. NXT, and Solomon Crowe, I heard that, you know, he's good, but they had to change his character around. That's why he's not on NXT, you know, television right now, but hopefully soon he'll be, because, you know, I heard that he was really good, and I'm going to be watching some of his matches, like, soon, but, yeah, have you watched
What's
any
up
of his
Kevin
matches?
Steen?
Solomon Crowe.
Hmm.
He was Sammy Callahan with John Moxley back in the indie scene.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, they got some interesting people that's going to be starting down there. Just hope they don't hold some of them down there for, like, years and years.
Yeah.
I don't know, and maybe they're thinking they got too many people on the roster or something. NXT should be touring.
That's true. That'd be good.
I think they should be touring all around the world, not just, like, being in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I got a better idea. Let's look at some wrestling rumors. Oh, yeah. Bleacher Report are good for making us stuff anyway. So, like, they're good for sports. They're just not good when it comes to WWE. A 2-year-old WWE intro music expert.
Yeah, I watched that last night. That was pretty cute. He named all the wrestling scenes.
Interesting. Daniel Bryan injury update.
Yeah.
I know that's something that we probably touch on to see if there's anything new that they added. Let's see. I'm hearing Daniel Bryan needs Tommy John surgery and will be out at least 3 more months.
Oh, that's what I heard first. And then today I heard someone post indefinitely, and the guy that posted it was like, crap. Well, there goes Daniel Bryan, Daniel Bryan fan base. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to believe it until, you know, WWE says something about it, or, you know, he says something about himself. And
let's see. What else? Yeah, everybody predicting around 2015, early 2015, for him to be back. Not saying that's a bad idea, but... ooh, they got some... let's see, let's look on TNA. Oh, yeah. The weirdest question is, why did they decide to move to Wednesdays?
Huh. Well, because supposedly SmackDown is going to move to Thursday.
Yeah, I heard about that too. Also, they gave TNA an extension to the end of the year. I guess the deal is, like, Spike TV wants 51% of TNA. Right now, DC Carter is refusing at the moment. And you know what? If they do, they probably can run a little bit better than she can.
Yeah. What do you think about that German commentary thing? I don't know if it was just, you know, Sunday and Monday night, or if it's going to be like, you know, every week, but... German commentary place, like on Raw. They were on Raw.
Because they just started that this week, didn't they?
Yeah, and everyone was like, well, that's because that's a commentary table Dean Ambrose can run off of. And he did.
I was saying, because normally they had that Spanish announce tables and something else. This was like a long time ago, but, I don't know. We'll see if they have it on SmackDown or this coming Monday on Raw. No clue on that one.
And, you know, they have a new belt, a new championship.
Yeah, it's still ugly.
Yeah, it's merged together.
I still will get the spinner belt more than anything.
That's true.
Like, you ain't going to update? No, because I don't like that belt. I'll say the WWE tag team belts are the worst.
Yeah. Someone said they look like giant pennies.
Oh, my God. That's all the time we have for this show. I thank everybody for listening. So I was just a special guest, so it was Randy that was doing all the work. So, but hopefully Chris will be back next week. You got to tell me something next time if he's listening. But anyways, check the website, www.wrestlingfanspeakout.com. Don't forget to watch this show every week and all the list of other shows, too. And you can also go to WFSO Radio Network on Facebook to see what's going on with the... oh, I said boot. Oh, my God. I meant Facebook. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. Oh, my God. But until Until then, everybody, y'all have a good weekend and have a good night.
Good night.